This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We're all very calm in here.
Yeah.
This is what? A super good, ridiculous, relaxing Friday.
It's nice that you love your friend Village so much.
I do. I love him so much.
I imagine he knows that, but it's neat to watch you be so like, I can't wait to see Village.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I just got a text from him. He must have just woken up. He's like, oh, Clacky, I went down to Safeway. Oh, got some stuff. I'm like, oh, okay.
What's the stuff?
I don't know, coffee or something. Maybe we don't have the right kind of coffee for him. I don't know what on earth he could possibly need from Safeway.
Maybe he needs some Bia.
Oh, no, he actually...
Some Bias.
We said, what can we stock for you for Friday night? And he said, not your father's root beer. I'm like, what's that? Turns out it's a thing. Not your father's root beer. So I can't wait to try it.
What is it?
It's beer. It says in big letters on it, root beer. But then up above it says in little letters, not your father's.
So it's like hard alcohol and root beer.
I don't know what it is. I'm going to try it. It's in a beer bottle. I am assuming it's
root beer can come in a beer-like bottle and have no
alcohol. So I don't know if it's like a liquor base or if it is some kind of actual
beer.
It's
got to be a liquor.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Is there a donut on the label?
5.9%.
Yeah, but is it
a
rum?
So that sounds like a regular beer. Yeah, what is it? See if
it seems like
them.
like a rum and a root beer could work.
Whatever it is, it's not your father's root
beer.
But
he likes that.
That's what he wants. And he's also, he's like one of those no-carb dudes, like kind of an exercise guy and no carbs and stuff. So he's like, oh, can you guys get me a watermelon and some grapes?
Wait, some what?
A watermelon?
A watermelon.
Oh.
And some grapes.
And I need some grapes.
Watermelon's delicious right now.
I know.
And cantaloupe, too. I've been making a... watermelon juice and cantaloupe juice.
Oh, watermelon juice is so good. They do it at this little Mexican place down near my house that we go to all the time. It's Agua Fresca or whatever it's called. And it's just the Grillies. Grillies, you're the best. I love your fish tacos. They do this. They have the big thing of it and they ladle it out for you. Damn, it's so good.
So good.
Go in there just to get one of those. Hey, it's time to get somebody in the running. For 6 nights in Mexico.
Oh, nice.
I know. We've been doing this all week, and we're doing it all day today. 9, noon, 3, and 5, you have a chance to win your way into the running. So right now, for caller number 97, we have Depeche Mode tickets. 800-400-3697. That's your qualifying prize. You win these Depeche Mode tickets, you're in the running for 6 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel, Puerto Vallarta. And you want to go there. So call now. Hooman can't wait to talk to you. 800-400-3697. Depeche Mode tickets. They have two shows, SAP Center and Oracle. So you get tickets to one of those and then could be going to Mexico. Pretty, pretty good.
People are texting in about the root beer.
Oh, yeah? What are they saying?
Let's see.
In the Village voice, can you?
No, I
Please
can't.
Please just do
just
it.
Just do
Try.
It.
Oh, Sarah, it's a hard root beer.
Beer. It's a hard root beer.
See, I told you I can't do it.
You were doing
people
great.
People are saying it's delicious.
No, do it in Village.
No, do it in Village.
It's delicious.
There it is, Vinny. Oh, God. Can't get enough of the stuff.
Oh, Sarah. Not your father's root beer.
It's a malt. It's super sweet. They say to pour it over ice.
Oh.
Ice. Oh, Village. What's wrong with you?
Oh, listen, this is what I like. It's low carb. Clacky.
Okay. So our text number is the same as the one you're calling now to win stuff.
Mm.
Are people calling now?
They are. They always do, right at 9 o'clock. They know what to do.
And we love to hear from you guys.
Sure
the
do.
The things that you have to say. Sometimes you're mean, but most of the times you're really nice.
Yeah, and sometimes you're so clever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you make the joke we should have thought of. Mm-hmm. Love that.
650 says, the hearing has already started. Congress is all over this one. Good, I hope
Good.
So. And yet, it doesn't matter how much trouble Equifax gets in, the system obviously needs to be corrected because 143 million Americans can't be just sitting here in the dark going, what do we do?
Right.
because I was just sitting there.
There should be a centralized place that you call with experts to help you rectify these situations. And it should be an Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, whatever the name of the three big ones are. They should have to pay for it. And it should be a government-funded thing, and there should be tons of red tape and bureaucracy. What am I talking about? But there should be somewhere to turn.
Right.
People are on their effing own when this stuff happens.
Well, and it was worse 5, 8, 10 years ago than it is now.
Right.
But we haven't kept up.
Mm-mm.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. It's okay. Now. It's not okay.
I was a music editor for Amp Magazine, and Hot Water Music has been around forever, Vinny.
Hey, listen.
Some stuff misses me.
Maybe they just never had a good song before.
No, I don't know. I'm sure there's people, if they've been around forever, then somebody loves them.
Sure.
I've never heard of them.
You can't hear of everything.
But I do love music so much, so if they're great, then I'll look them up. Plenty of Stuff has missed me completely.
Yeah.
In fact, all that classic rock missed me.
Oh, God, classic rock.
In its time, I hadn't heard any. Zeppelin, when I finally got to Zeppelin, I couldn't believe it because I had been listening to punk rock. I had no idea. And all of a sudden, there's all this stuff, and they're so good.
And it's already old.
Yeah.
The band's already broken up.
Right. I had to stop seeing a doctor because his hands were itty-bitty. I can totally relate to what Sarah was saying.
Oh. I want a doctor with tiny hands. I want a doctor with the tiny hands. Oh. I want a surgeon with a tiny touch.
And by small hands, Sarah means penis.
No, his penis was regular size. I did him. He was like, not quite a boyfriend. I don't know. I guess I was his girlfriend. I really don't know. It was a long time ago.
What do you mean you don't know?
I worked with him at Sears, and I liked him for a long time. I worked on him. He was about 27. I was hot and 19. I was like, come on, man. We should make this happen. I guess I hadn't noticed his hands.
We should make this happen.
You know, we should do some stuff. Just to flirt with him outrageously, and then finally, as soon as I got him, I was like, your hands are small. Bye.
I broke.
Yeah. Isn't that awful? Like, I just wanted him so bad, and then as soon as I got him,
you didn't notice his small hands when he was working the remember the old credit card machines where you had to go run the thing across, put it in the little card slot, and get the
little carbon copy
thing squeezed in there, You didn't notice the small hands at that point?
No. Nope.
There you two are at the register in the children's section selling tough skins together.
We were in the hardware department. He was one of the salesmen in the hardware department.
It's all about the chase, right?
It is. It was so boring once I finally got him.
Goes both ways, I guess.
Yep.
Doesn't it?
I don't know. No one's
ever guys been. Always get a bad rap for being the ones that are out there chasing, and then they ghost somebody.
Yeah.
Looks like girls do it too.
Yeah. I actually had to quit that job to, like, totally ghost him. I was like,
Didn't your dad still work there?
No, my dad had moved on.
He'd already moved on. Like, Sarah, what are you doing? You left me with this boy who's crying. I'm stuck here with a
Why'd you make him cry?
He's in the stock room. He won't come out.
A crying teenager. Sarah, get back here.
Oh, good times.
Ringo Live is a great show. He makes you smile when he's up there doing his thing.
Oh, I'll bet he does. Look, he's been around forever for a reason, you know. Plus, he's a Beatle. It'd be fun just to see him because he's a Beatle. I don't need to buy his record, though.
I wouldn't go. I'll buy the record before I leave the house and drive across town and
deal with
parking.
I wouldn't do either.
And then go to a live show.
Can I just opt out?
Yeah.
Where's the box? I want to uncheck the box. No, thanks.
Hey guys, happy Friday. My friend just named her new dog Olive. Unlike Human's movie, we can actually see her.
Oh.
LOL.
The funniest thing is like the little girl who played Olive, who I don't know how old she was when she did the role. Like I know her, she's a family friend.
Right.
And she's now a junior in high school.
Oh.
Yeah. She's got her license.
Getting ready to probably looking at colleges.
They're looking at colleges, sure.
Oh wow.
It's going to be really funny when she goes off to college. The movie's still not out.
He's on the phone. I'm just talking kind of quiet.
For once, you can be frank. Yeah. All right. 415 says, all of those Wyclef Jean songs are from 2007.
Oh.
510
oh,
yeah. says, is Today an old show? That Wyclef album is at least 4 years ago.
Is it a re-release thing?
Yeah, a remix or something. Look it up and see.
Longtime listener, first time texter, just wanted to say that Akon song is a re-release. Love you guys.
Maybe it's like a greatest hits with a, let me see if it, what was the title on it? Hold on, here it is.
I saw it on the iTunes list.
Carnival 3, The Fall and Rise of a Refugee. I don't know. It doesn't say anything about it being re-released, but I believe you if you say you've heard those songs before.
Yeah, some people know.
Yep, obviously.
I sure don't.
That's
the thing you love, huh?
I love his voice, period.
This says release September 15th, 2017, The Fall and Rise of a Refugee. So it is...
Well, whatever, maybe it's a best of. I mean, that's possible. It just doesn't say that.
A lot of people are just clowning him on the reviews.
What are they saying?
One star. The singles are not that good. So far disappointed. Hopefully the album is better. As I guess songs are being put out. Whatever.
Careful with that thing. It's an expensive piece of equipment.
Don't tell me my job.
You just dry. I mean, you're so not careful with your things.
Right.
Play nicely with your toys.
All right,
they're expensive.
Then. Equifax potential impact tab and freezing your credit tabs. Just throw back errors. These useless D-bags can't even cover their asses properly. It's a 707. Yeah, that's great.
And in case you missed the news this morning, we were ranting about them because 2 months before all this stuff was actually breached and stolen, your identity was taken, the 143 million of our identities that are now out in the black market for sale. They had a fix for this 2 months before, and they just didn't do it. Someone said, look, you're vulnerable right here. Here's a patch for it. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to go on vacation and sell some of my stock. Those scumbags. Oh, calm, Sarah. It's Friday.
408. Yeah, right.
It's Friday.
You got not your father's root beer waiting for you.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll try that, but if it's super sweet, I'm not into it.
I wouldn't.
I'll just...
Other people are saying put it in the freezer for like 15 minutes.
Oh.
You only have so much space in your belly and so many drinks. Do you really want to waste one on that?
Well, I like stuff that I will wind up sipping. You know, I don't want to guzzle stuff because I don't want to get wasted.
What?
Did you not hear me?
I guess I didn't.
Let me turn you up. I'll drink.
What did you just say?
I'll drink beers because I know I won't gut. Like, I'll sip them, you know? I'll have that for a while. As opposed to, like, God, if I get, like, a daiquiri, or I don't know, just people drink those?
Daiquiri?
I can't even have a conversation
so
with you about alcohol. You're
Talk
the worst.
Me
and Yuzi, okay? You're just
you
out.
You guys have daiquiri. It. Go. Don't drink. Worry, drinks. They're going to talk about you. I don't know. Something sweet and good tasting. I suck those down, and then I'm in trouble. Like sangria, forget it. I barf every time. Oh, this is delicious.
I'm not trying to waste my time with that, Sarah.
It can't taste too good. Or
I'll
I'm
have
just...
a daiquiri with extra fruit
okay.
on the stick. Yeah, got good strawberries. What's in season?
Yeah.
Yuck! What's wrong with you?
I'm a girl drink drunk. I'm not, though. I'm telling you, if I drank those, I would get too wasted. It's like when I have, I order lemon drops and Cosmopolitans, and they're mostly just vodka. But they're so good that you drink them.
Slam them down.
And they're, you know, they're in a martini glass, so it's...
They're
small. You don't realize how much of that is just alcohol, so three of those, and I'm... So I always just get one, and then I'll switch to a beer. Actually, that's a total lie. I have two, and then I switch to a beer. And sometimes I say F
or
it,
five.
And I just have three. I'd literally be dead with five. I'm wasted off three of them.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Hooman, Kasem was the voice of Blue Streak and Cliff Jumper.
Oh. Is he? He's not there. He went... to do whatever it is Hooman does during the show.
My company, Cynac, does hackathons professionally. We do them for the IRS, DOD?
Department of... Oh.
And lots of enterprises, maybe.
Yeah.
Vinny may think it's nerdy, but a lot of our hackers live in places like Bali. I don't think it's not so much that it's nerdy. I just want the boy to like the football team.
Right.
He can go and spend his whole Friday night hammering coffee and hacking. I know. Can you just go to the Cal game on Saturday night so we can all wear the gear and have fun?
You can still do those things. He doesn't have to. He doesn't want to.
He has to be out front.
I can't make him.
I'm
hoping he'll get some friends that are there that are into it, and that he'll like almost through osmosis. Because sometimes your friends are much more influential on you than your parents. And once you get to a certain age, you're like, whatever my parents like, that sucks. But if his friends like it and start taking him to games, so I can't really. If I put the pressure on him,
I understand. But I want to get a Cal Dad sticker. I want to wear a jersey and socks and a matching hat and go to the games. Could he please just get out in front of that for us? Oh, is it too much to ask?
It is apparently too much to ask. I'm very sorry. Yuzi, I assume we got a winner.
I was seeing the phones ring as well. We did get a 9 a.m.
I'm sorry if
you're
still trying to call. We did get a 9 a.m. winner.
When's our next one?
Noon is the next time you can win.
Vinny may think it's nerdy, but a lot of our hackers live in places like Bali or Hawaii and surf all day and hack on our customers' digital properties at night.
Oh.
Works for ethical hackers and customers. Separately, my husband also had to watch football alone. 3 kids and no interest.
It's a bummer. I'm so sorry. I know the pain. John was he was the guy whose dad didn't have time. His dad worked 2 jobs and would have probably loved to throw a football with him and throw a ball, but he never had that. Mm. And so he was like, I'm going to do that for my kids. And neither one of them wants it. He's like, oh, every time I throw a ball at them, it hits them in the head. This is not happening.
Should have got out there with him, Sarah.
I know. I've actually stood in the driveway with John and thrown a ball back and forth and caught it with, you know, he gives me a glove and I'll throw
4 and 5 says, Hooman taking a bunch of kids to My Little Pony is just so creepy. I can hear him now mansplaining the plot and how lame it is to all the kids. Ugh, poor kids.
Kids
They'll
love Hooman.
It.
Yeah, kids
They're gonna
love Hooman.
Happy.
He's very sweet with children. As creepy as it is, and I 100% agree with you, he is actually, his heart's in the right place. He loves kids. Yeah. He does a lot of charity stuff for kids.
Oh, my God. Hooman can't
creepy.
Let someone else have their story. He has to tell the time he hosted a hackathon.
I don't remember him with the hackathon. All I really remember from today's show is the kids.
Well, Vinny was trying to tell a story.
What was that about the...
Well, first, you were talking
about... No, Sarah was telling the hackathon story.
You were talking about Equifax, and then she was talking about hacking, and then...
Riley's going to be doing a hackathon on Friday night.
Yeah. Starting tonight at 7,
right.
And going to tomorrow night at 5. And then he thinks he's like, and then I'll Uber home. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you were going to fall into your bed and sleep all through Sunday. It's like, oh, I have to get back early for archery on Sunday. He's in the archery club. Don't close your eyes like that. Don't do it. He likes it. Cares. Who cares?
Archery's
what the kid
actually
does?
Hard.
Look, he's having
Takes
fun.
Takes a lot of strength.
He can do whatever the hell he wants. I'm like, go get an education.
Is he talking Dothraki while he does the arrows or what? I mean,
if there's anyone to talk Dothraki with, I'm sure he is, Vin.
Oh, man.
He spent time studying it, that fake made up language.
I know.
It is known.
It's time to go, everyone.
Already?
Thanks for all your contributions.
I'd love to just stay here all day, couldn't we? Yeah,
woo!
It is. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Oh, I almost forgot it's the weekend. All right, everybody. We'll be right back to say goodbye.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happiest of Fridays to all. Fun
Yay.
Week of shows this week.
Yeah,
our friend Rudy, all the Super Scots on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, Scott Budman was on this week.
Johnny Mosley was here first thing Monday morning.
Right.
Boy, it was a good week. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun one. So I'm going to go home and play with my friend Village.
All right.
It's going to be great. What are you guys doing this weekend?
I'm going to go see Scott Capurro tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. He's in San Carlos at the Devil's Canyon Brewing Company.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow night.
Yep.
Oh, me?
Vincent?
I don't know. I'm playing guitar.
Your mom's still there?
She is.
Oh,
take her back to the airport.
When?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay. It's good. It's been a good week. We've had fun, and there's been a lot going on.
Bryn, what are you doing? You planning your wedding or anything?
I'm going to pull some weeds out the ground.
Yeah! 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 He wins the weekend!
Right. I would ask Hooman, but I don't want to be here for another hour.
Right,
hearing his whole
exactly.
schedule. Have a great one. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.